ओम हरि ओम तत्सत् श्री गुरुभ्यो नमः। हरि ओम ओम श्री परमात्मने नमः। यम ब्रह्मा वरुणेन्द्र रुद्र मरुतः स्तुन्वन्ति दिव्यैस्तवैः वेदैः साङ्गपदक्रमोपनिषदैः गायन्ति यं समगाः ध्यानावस्थिततद्गतेन मनसा पश्यन्ति यं योगिनः यस्यान्तन्न विदुःसुरासुरगणाः देवाय तस्मै नमः। ॐ श्री परमात्मने नमः। साङ्ख्ययोगो नाम द्वितीयोऽध्यायः। श्रीभगवानुवाच अशोच्यानन्वशोचस्त्वम् प्रज्ञावादांश्च भाषसे गतासो न गतासोंश्च नानुशोचन्ति पण्डिताः। न त्वेवाहं जातु नासं न त्वन्ने मे जनाधिपाः न चैव न भविष्यामः सर्वे वयमतः परम् देहिनोऽस्मिन्यथा देहे कौमारं यौवनं जरा तथा देहान्तरप्राप्तिः धीरस्तत्र न मुह्यति। मात्रा स्पर्शास्तु कौन्तेय शीतोष्णसुखदुःखदाः आगमापायिनो नित्याः तां स्थितिक्षस्व भारत। यं हि न व्यथयन्त्येते पुरुषं पुरुषर्षभ समदुःखसुखं धीरं सोऽमृतत्वाय कल्पते। नासतो विद्यते भावः नाभावो विद्यते सतः उभयोरपि दृष्टोऽन्तः त्वनयोस्तत्त्वदर्शिभिः। अविनाशि तु तद्विद्धि येन सर्वमिदं ततम् विनाशमव्ययस्यास्य न कश्चित् कर्तुमर्हति। अन्तवन्त इमे देहाः नित्यस्योक्ता शरीरिणः अनाशिनो प्रमेयस्य तस्माद्युध्यस्व भारत। ययेनं वेत्ति हन्तारं यश्चैनं मन्यते हतम् उभौ तौ न विजानीतः नायं हन्ति न हन्यते न जायते म्रियते वा कदाचित् नायं भूत्वा भविता वा न भूयः। अजो नित्यः शाश्वतोऽयं पुराणः न हन्यते हन्यमाने शरीरे वेदा विनाशिनं नित्यं ययेनमजमव्ययम् कथं स पुरुषः पार्थ कं घातयति हन्तिकम्। वासांसि जीर्णानि यथा विहाय न वानि गृह्णाति नरोपराणि तथा शरीराणि विहाय जीर्णानि अन्यानि संयाति न वानि देहि। नैनं छिन्दन्ति शस्त्राणि नैनं दहति पावकः न चैनं क्लेदयन्त्यापः न शोषयति मारुतः। अच्छेद्योऽयमदाह्योऽयम् अक्लेद्योऽशोष्य एव च नित्यः सर्वगतस्थाणुः अचलोऽयं सनातनः। ओके, इन् आल् दीस् वर्सस् भगवान् रिपीटेड्ली डिस्कसिङ्ग् दि essential nature of the jiva, jiva's swarupam, jivatma swarupam is discussed in these verses. Jivatma swarupam means the swarupam of every individual. What every individual can be reduced to essentially. What exactly is this knowledge, a self-existence obtaining in the form of thought in terms of I am? I am. What is this? This is a vritti jnanam, and the source of which is swarupam jnanam. Discovering the source of the vritti jnanam, I am, is discovering what I am. Today I want to tell you this sentence, important sentence. Discovering the source of the manifestation of knowledge. Discovering the source of the vritti jnanam, I am, is discovering what I am, who I am. And that swarupam, the source of the vritti jnanam, I am, the source of the knowledge, I am, knowledge of self-existence, I am, is abstract, formless reality, which is ever of the nature of knowing, which is beginningless, endless, changeless, causeless, therefore which has independent existence, and which is ever of the nature of changeless, means it is absolutely free from any form of change, subtle change or gross change. Being changeless, this Atma is, this reality implied by the term Atma, is actionless, is ever of the nature of actionlessness. When you say Atma is ever of the nature of actionlessness, what it implies is Atma is not even associated with the process of knowing. Not only Atma is not associated with the physical activities, Atma is not associated with any action, any process of knowing also, which is very subtle. Atma is not associated with any functions, any actions, not even associated with the process of knowing, because actionlessness is the swarupam, nature of the abstract, formless reality implied by the term Atma. Now, Shankara Bhagavatpada presents an elaborate commentary here. Just to establish Atma is the nature of actionlessness, and he starts saying Atma is not even associated with the process of knowing. Even the process of, it is the subtlest material product, buddhi, which is associated with the process of knowing. But only because of the blessing of Atma, in the form of presence of Atma, it is because the presence of Atma, which itself is a blessing for the buddhi, that buddhi is capable of associating itself with the process of knowing. Therefore, in the standpoint of buddhi, the knower of the anatma objects, just sound, form, color, etc., is said to be the Atma. And in the same way, the standpoint of the vritti jnanam, and we can say what? Again, the knower is, knower of the knower is also Atma. The only knower of the knower and the known is the Atma, Brahma. Even though, from the standpoint of the vritti jnanam, the standpoint of the Atma, Atma is not even the knower. Atma is associated with any process of knowing. Atma is ever of the nature of actionlessness. Okay. This we understood very clearly. This is what is finally you need to understand. Okay. So now we have seen the Puru Paksham yesterday. Remember? So when Shankara Bhagavapada concluded his commentary, concluded his commentary on this verse, we are seeing the now commentary on the verse. Still 21st verse. Remember that? We are still seeing the elaborate bhashyam on the 21st verse only. Veda vinashinam nityam yayenam ajamauyayam katham sapurushav partha kam ghatayati hantikam. So this all pervasive reality implied by the term Atma, obtaining as the innermost essence of every being, is changeless, timeless, indestructible. Therefore, the person who knows that Atma to be oneself cannot kill, cannot do any action. Means what? Cannot instigate any action. Means the knower of the Atma is Atma. Atma is actionless. Knower of Atma is action. Knower of the Atma is Atma. Therefore, knower of the Atma is also actionless. That he established already. But now, when he said finally, whatever rituals, karmas have been ordained, prescribed by the Karma Kanda of the Veda Shastram, all of them have been prescribed specifically for an Ajnani only. And this is understood clearly from Bhagavan's teaching. It's understood, this is what is understood as the clear conclusive teaching of Bhagavan. Vidushaha karma asambhava vachanat. So wise person is actionless. Wise person also is free from actions. Wise person is free from doership and enjoyership. Wise person is also actionless. Because the knower is Atma. Atma is actionless, therefore knower is actionless. So we understood, vidushaha karma asambhava vachanat. As there is a statement confirming that jnani is free from actions, whatever rituals have been prescribed by the shastram, all of them have been prescribed only for an ajnani. Avidushaha eva karmani vihitani iti bhagavataha from Bhagavan nischayaha avagamyate. Bhagavan's conclusive firm teaching is understood. This is what Shankara Bhagavatpada said when he concluded. Then based on what Bhagavan's Shankaracharya said, now Purupakshi comes with an objection, which we just started reading yesterday. Purupakshaha nanu vidya api avidushaha eva vidhiyate. What he says, why is it said that whatever karmas have been prescribed in the karmakanda of the shastram have been prescribed specifically only for an ajnani? Why is it said? Because jnanakandaha also has been prescribed for an ajnani only. Entire Veda Shastram is there as a pramana grantaha only for an ajnani. Vidya api means what? The jnanakandaha, teaching jnanakandaha, presenting the nature of reality, jnanakandaha imparting the knowledge, also avidushaha eva vidhiyate. Vidhiyate is prescribed for an ajnani only. It is something, it's not nothing new you are saying. Entire Veda Shastram is there for an ajnani only. Why specifically you are saying karma kanda rituals have been prescribed for an ajnani only? And he says, it's already known fact. Therefore, when something already known is repeated, it is said what? Grinding of the already ground. In Tamil, we say, Areitha Mavaye Areithal. Okay? Grinding of the already ground. It's called, there's a Nyaya. Pishta Peshana Nyayaha. Pishta Peshana Nyaya means what? If something already known is repeatedly said, something already known is repeatedly said, it is said to be grinding of the already ground. So pishtam means batter. Pishtam means batter. Already ground batter. Peshanam means grinding. Peshanam gerund, grinding. Pishtasya peshanam means grinding of the already ground batter. We can grind the rice and make a batter. Because only tandulasya peshanam is good. Grinding of the grains is good. Grinding of the peshanam, batter is unnecessary, isn't it? So here, pishtasya peshanam, pishtam is ground, that is batter. Peshanam grinding. Pishtasya peshanam means what? Grinding of the already ground. He says, vidita vidyasya pishta peshanavat vidya vidhana anarthakyat. Vidya vidhana anarthakyat. What he says, vidita vidyasya, vidita vidya yena, vidita vidya yena, saha vidita vidyaha. Vidita vidyaha means a jnani who knows is vidita vidyaha. Wise people who have already known, have understood the teaching, they are said to be vidita vidyaha. Vidita vidya yena saha vidita vidyaha. The person by whom knowledge has been known is vidita vidyaha. So vidita vidyasya, for a person who has already known, for him vidya vidhanam. Vidya vidhanam means what? Vidya vidhanam. Pishta peshanavat anarthakyam. Anarthakyat. Anarthakyam means meaningless. Meaningless. What is meaningless? Pishta peshanavat. Just as, so pishta peshanavat, like the grinding of the already ground is unnecessary, meaningless, purposeless. Now, repeating what is already known also, for people who know, for a person who knows, is meaningless. Vidita vidyasya, vidya vidhanam, vidya vidhana anarthakyat. Anarthakyat means as it is useless, meaningless, purposeless for a person who already knows the knowledge. Is meaningless like what? Meaningless like the grinding of the already ground. But it is a known fact, the entire Veda Shastra, Karma Kanda and Jnana Kanda. Karma Kanda teaching, bestowing knowledge of karma. Gyanakandam bestowing the knowledge of the reality is for an Ajnani only. So repeating what is already known is like, it's a meaningless. Okay. So Vidita Vidyasya Pishta Peshanavat Vidya Vidhana Anartakyat. Vidya Vidhanam is what? Ordaining the knowledge, prescribing the knowledge, prescribing the karmakanda. So it is not necessary for one to say these all the rituals, whatever rituals have been prescribed with the karmakanda, have been prescribed only for an ajnani. That need not be told. It's already known fact. Tatra avidushaha karmani vidhiyante na vidushaha iti viseshaha na upapadyate. Therefore, what now? Tatra. Tatra means there. There means what here? Tatra here means therefore. Tatra should be taken as tataha. Therefore, avidushaha karmani vidhiyante. All rituals are prescribed for an ajna, ignorant person. Avidushaha means for an ignorant person. Karmani vidhiyante. Karmas are prescribed. Na vidushaha. Not for a jnani. Iti viseshaha na upapadyate. The specific mention. Karmas are not prescribed for a jnani. Karmas are prescribed for an ajnani. Such specific mention is not appropriate. Na upapadyate. Na upadyate does not befit this context. Why? Because entire shastra is prescribed for an ajnani. Why should we specifically say the rituals are prescribed only for an ajnani, not for a jnani? Not for an ajnani, not for a jnani, only for an ajnani, rituals are prescribed. Such mention is not appropriate. This is the Purupakshi's view. Because he did not understand what Shankara said. A jnani is Atma. Knower is Atma. The knower obtaining in an individual body, mind, sense complex is Atma. I refers to knower. Knower refers to Atma. Atma is actionless. Therefore, knower jnani is actionless. Therefore, jnani also is free from karma. Being free from karma, being actionless, how can a person say, I kill, I instigate to kill, I do, I did? How can he say that? It's not possible. That's what the shloka says. That's what Shankara Bhagavatpada explained. Now, in this context, so wise person, being free from actions, being free from doership and enjoyership, definitely need not perform any rituals, need not perform any actions. Even if he is physically involved in activities also, notionally he is free from actions. There is no doership, kartrutvam. There is no notion that I am the doer, I am the enjoyer, and the part of a jnani. Therefore, Shankaracharya says, jnani, the rituals are not for jnani, but rituals are for an ajnani, he said. But Purupakshi takes literally and he says, both khandas are for ajnani only. Specifically, we not mention this. Specifically, saying that rituals are for ajnani, not for a jnani, is not appropriate. There's no need to mention this. It's already known. Saying something already known is like grinding of the already ground. It is meaningless. That's what he says. Now, Shankara Gurupada answers, oh my God, this person has to be clarified. He needs to be taught. Bhagavan Shankara Gurupada says, now gives the answer, na. Are you all with me now? Okay. Na. Anushteyasya bhava abhava visesha upapattehe. Anushteyasya bhava abhava visesha upapattehe. Don't worry, when I complete this, I will send you all the purupakshan reply, everything I'll send you, so it will become much clearer. Anushteyasya bhava abhava visesha upapattehe. Please make a note. This one sentence is a brief answer, and the rest of the sentences are elaboration of this brief answer. Okay. Anushteyasya bhava abhava visesha upapattehe. What is the meaning of this sentence? Upapattihi means reason. Upapattehe is the fifth case. So upapattehe means due to this reason. Due to this reason. Then because of this reason, what is the reason? That there is a reason of distinction, difference between bhava abhava. As there is difference, distinction between the presence and absence of rituals which should be performed. This is a literal translation. Anushteyam means to be performed rituals. Anushteya means to be performed. Anushteyasya bhava abhava visesha upapattehe means as there is this reason of presence and absence, the difference between the presence and absence of rituals to be performed. Presence of rituals and absence of rituals to be performed. There's a difference. So what does it mean? Here the presence and absence should be taken as which should be performed and which should not be performed. As there is difference between, okay, anushteyam, which should be performed, which should not be performed. There's a difference. Means, let me make it very clear. How he would explain. If difference is there, what should be performed, what should not be performed, there is a bhava abhava visesha upapattihi is there. There is a reason. The reason is what? The reason in terms of the distinction, the difference between presence and absence of rituals which should be performed. This we can't understand anything. It's going to be elaborated. Let us see. Agnihotradi vidyarthe jnana uttarakalam. Agnihotradi vidhi. Agnihotradi vidhi artha jnana uttarakalam. Agnihotradi vidhi means Agnihotram is one of the rituals, smallest of the rituals of the entire Karmakanda. Adi Shabda stands for all the rituals prescribed in the Karmakanda, including the Agnihotram. You got Agnihotradi. Now, Vidhi. Vidhi means the the knowledge of all the rituals, including the Agnihotram, prescribed in the Karmakanda. The mantras, okay? Arthajnana Uttarakalam. First one, studies the Karmakanda, understands all the mantras prescribing the rituals such as Agnihotram. Agnihotradi Vidhi means statements which ordain the rituals, performance of rituals such as Agnihotram. Is that you got now? Agnihotradi Vidhi. The statements which prescribe the Agnihotradi rituals. One must perform this ritual. One must perform this ritual like this prescription. Okay? Agnihotradi Vidhi. Vidhi means prescription. So we find the prescription of the performance of rituals such as Agnihotram in the Karmakanda. When a person understands the prescribed rituals such as Agnihotram, when he understands the meaning of the mantras, after having attained the knowledge of the mantras prescribing the ritual such as Agnihotram, what does he do? Jnana Uttara Kalam. Jnana Uttara Kalam means the period of time after having attained the knowledge of the performance of rituals, knowledge of the statements prescribing the ritual such as Agnihotram. What does it mean here? A person studies the Karmakanda, understands the mantras, understands the words of each and every word of Karmakanda, and he understands the meanings of those words. Then when he understands the meanings of the words of the Karmakanda, he has understood the meanings of the statements which prescribe the rituals such as Agnihotram, etc. Uttarakala means after the period of time, after the attainment of knowledge of the know-how of rituals prescribed in the Karmakanda, rituals such as Agnihotram, etc. What should he do then after knowing? So the person who is given to the study of the Karmakanda has the knowledge of the subject matter of the Karmakanda. And what should he do? Knowing the subject matter of the Karmakanda, he simply sits there, he will not gain any benefit. In order to enjoy the benefit of the knowledge of Karmakanda, he must implement that knowledge in the form of performing rituals, which means knowledge, Karmakanda knowledge must be followed by the performance of rituals, implementing of that knowledge in the form of performance of rituals. Only when he performs the rituals, implementing that knowledge properly, appropriately when he performs, then he can enjoy the benefit of that knowledge. So Karmakanda Jnanam, knowledge of the subject matter of the Karmakandam, will not be effective, will not be beneficial if a person does not implement that knowledge in the form of performing the rituals. So Karmakanda knowledge must be followed by the implementing of knowledge in the form of performance of rituals. Kalam, very long, very profound compound. Agnihotradi Vidhi Artha Jnana Uttarakalam. So the later period of time after the attainment of knowledge of subject matter of Karmakanda, in terms of after having attained knowledge of the meanings of the mantras prescribing the ritual such as Agnihotram, etc. Then what happened now? It must be Anushteyam. Anushteyam should be followed. The knowledge must be implemented. How? Agnihotradi karma anushteyam. The rituals, performance of rituals such as Agnihotram, etc. must be followed. Agnihotradi karma anushteyam. Agnihotradi karma anushteyam means the ritual must be performed. Rituals such as Agnihotram karma, Agnihotram, etc. should be performed. Or performance of rituals, Agnihotram, etc. should be followed. How? Aneka sadhana upasamhara purvakam. So the rituals such as Agnihotram, etc. must be followed, must be performed. Okay, the preparation, the prior preparation of a collection, collecting of the prayer preparation of collecting of all the ingredients, all the ingredients, many ingredients required for performing the ritual. Aneka sadhana means many ingredients. Upasamhara means collection. Purvakam means what? As a prayer preparation of collection of the all ingredients required for performing the rituals. The ritual must be performed. The ritual such as Agnihotra must be performed after the period of time after the attainment of Jnanam. So until then, what he says, Agnihotradi Vidhi Artha Jnana Uttarakalam Agnihotradi Karma Aneka Sadhana Upasamhara Purvakam Anushteyam. Means it's not enough. One must attain, study the Karma Kanda, understand the prescriptions of rituals, all rituals, and understand the meanings of the mantras. Then one must implement the knowledge in the form of performance of rituals, for which one must also collect all the ingredients, everything that is required for performing the rituals properly. So the knowledge must be implemented in the form of performing ritual. That's what he says. Agnihotradi karma anushteyam aneka sadhana upasamhara purvakam agnihotradi karma anushteyam. Only then the knowledge will be beneficial. Okay. And in order to perform such a ritual, in order to implement the knowledge of Karma Kanda in the form of performing a ritual, one must have what? One must have a very strong notion. I am the doer. One must have doership. So he says, Karta Aham. Please be with me. Karta Aham. I am the doer. Mama Kartavyam, this is my duty. Mama Kartavyam iti, this is my duty, it must be done by me. Mama Kartavyam, this should be done by me. This is my duty, this must be done by me, and I am the doer. Iti, thus evam prakara, விஜயானவத்தக அவிதுஷா, சாரி, எவம் பிரகார அவிதுஷா யதா அனுஷ்டேயம் பவதி. ஓகே, எவம் பிரகார விஜயானவத்தக மீன்ஸ் இன் திஸ் மேனர் அவிதுஷா for an ignorant person anushteyam bhavati. So the knowledge must be implemented in the form of action, that ritual must be performed by an ignorant person. Avidushaha anushteyam bhavati, karma anushteyam bhavati, ritual must be performed by an ignorant person. How I am the doer, this is my duty, this must be done by me, this ritual must be performed by me, thus the ritual must be in this manner, ritual must be performed by an ignorant person. Tatha evam prakara vijnanavataha tatha na jayate. For a person who has the knowledge of the self, vijnanavan means the person of self-knowledge. For ignorant person, it is possible. It becomes something to be performed. It must be performed for an ignorant person. Whereas, vijnanavataha, for a wise person, for a jnani, who sees himself as the Atma Brahma, the way who is free from doership and enjoyership, for him, vijnanavataha tatha na jayate. But the inclination is not born like an ajnani. Oh, this is my duty. I must do this. I am the doer. Such inclination is not born, and for a wise person. Because he has no doership. He does not think he is the doer. His identity is not with the body, mind, sense complex. As Atma, such inclination is not there for a wise person. But Ajnani has. Ajna, Atma Ajnani, the person who is ignorant of the self, naturally has identity with the body, mind, sense complex. Therefore, he has very strong notion that he is the doer, he is the enjoyer. He has kartrutvam, he is bhoktrutvam, doership and enjoyership. Therefore, he has this. Oh, this is my duty. I am doer. It must be done by me. I must do it. Only for such a person, karma anushtayam bhavati. Only for such a person, the ritual becomes, ritual is something to be performed. Whereas, vijnanavataha, for a wise person who has the self-knowledge, for whom, whose identity is not only with the Atma, for him, evam prakara vijnanavataha, tatha anushtayam, tatha na jayate. Such inclination is not born on the part of a jnani. Ityadi Atma Swarupa Vidyarta Jnanotra Kala Bhavi Kinchit Anushtayam Bhavati. The na should go with Anushtayam Bhavati. Na jayate ityadi ஆத்மஸ்வரூப வித்யர்த்த ஞானோத்தர காலபாவி கிஞ்சது நிஷ்டயம் ந பவதி. For a wise person who has understood the ஆத்மஸ்வரூபம், ஆத்மஸ்வரூப வித்யர்த்த ஞானோத்தர காலபாவி means what? For a wise person, after the attainment of the knowledge of the self, ஆத்மஸ்வரூப வித்யர்த்த Jnanottar Kala Bhavi. The wise person who has knowledge of the self, and who understood the swarupa of the Atma to be something which is not born, which does not die, and which is, you know, etc. The person who has understood the swarupa of the Atma, for him, after the attainment of jnanam, nakin anushteyam na bhavati, tatha anushteyam na bhavati. There is nothing becomes, nothing to be done for a jnani. See, there is knowledge of the subject matter of the karma kanda. There is knowledge of subject matter of the jnana kanda. Two different subject matters. So, the person who is ignorant of subject matter of karma kanda, when he studies the karma kanda, when he attains the knowledge of the subject matter of the karma kanda, and he becomes inclined for performing karma. He becomes inclined means he becomes inspired, he becomes enthused, he becomes encouraged to perform rituals. The person who is ignorant of the subject matter of the karma kanda, when he studies the karma kanda, he attains the knowledge of the subject matter of the karma kanda. When a person has the knowledge of the subject matter of the karma kanda, he is jnani. He is also knower. He is a jnani of what? He is a jnani, he is a knower of the subject matter of the karma kanda. The knower of the subject matter of the karma kanda is not the knower of the Atma. Please make a understand the difference. The knower of the subject matter of karma kanda is not the knower of the subject matter of the jnana kanda. The knower of subject matter of the jnana kanda becomes enthused, inspired, encouraged, supported to perform rituals. Because he is still Atma Jnani, even though he is the knower of the subject matter of karma kanda of the Veda, still he is ignorant of the self, he is Atma Jnani. Karma kanda Vishaya Jnani is still Atma Ajnani, is still ignorant of the self. Therefore, he has what? The identity with the Anatma, body, mind, sense complex. He has very strong notion, I am the doer. Therefore, what? He feels enthused and inspired by the Shastram itself to perform rituals. He becomes inclined to perform rituals. And he has what? Oh, this is my duty. This I must do this. I am the doer. Such inclination is there to perform ritual. Only for such a person, after the attainment of jnanam, karma should be performed. Jnana means after the attainment of the knowledge of subject matter of the karma kanda, definitely the knowledge must be implemented in him performing the rituals. Whereas, the person who has the knowledge of the subject matter of the jnana kanda, who is the knower of the Atma, for him, there is no inclination, no enthusiasm, no need, no necessity for him to perform any ritual. Because very doership becomes resolved, negated, yajaship becomes negated, I am the doer, that notion is not there, doership is not there, yajaship is not there. Because he has no identity with the Anatma, as Atma, he is a non-doer. He is a non-doer, he is a non-enjoyer. For such a wise person, after the attainment of Atma Jnanam, no ritual is to be performed by him. Atma Swarupa Vidyarthe Jnanottara Kala Bhavi. The person who will be there the period, the time after the attainment of Atma Jnanam, for him, nothing should be performed by him. Nothing, there will not be anything to be performed by him. Nakinchit anushteyam bhavati. There will not be anything that we should be performed by him. There will not be anything which should be performed by him. Nakinchit anushteyam bhavati means what? There, bhavishyati, you should say, there will not be anything which should be compulsorily performed by him. Vacha jnani. Why? Because jnani completely is different from a jnani, atma jnani. This is what Shankara Bhagavatpada is trying to say to us, Purupakshi. Purupakshi talks generally. So, knower of the subject matter of the Karmakanda, still being ignorant of the self, still having wrong identity with the Anatma, has doership and enjoyership. Therefore, the knowledge of the know-how of rituals actually encourages him to perform rituals. So, for such a person, ritual must be performed. There's something which should be performed by him. Whereas for Atma Jnani, where doership becomes resolved, enjoyership becomes resolved, after the attainment of Atma Jnanam, there's nothing which should be performed by him. Anushteyam kinchit na bhavati. Have we made it clear or not? Okay. Let me put the pose order, it will become much easier. Na anushteyasya bhava abhava visesha upapattehe agnihotradi vidyarthe agnihotradi vidhi artha jnana uttarakalam agnihotradi karma aneka sadhana upasamhara purvaka anushteyam. கர்த்தா அகம் மம கர்த்தவியம் இதி இவம் பிரகார விஜ்ஞானவத இவம் இவம் பிரகார விஜ்ஞானவத அவிதுஷா யதா அனுஷ்டேயம் பவதி ததா ந ஜாயதே இத்யாதி ஆத்மஸ்வரூப வித்யர்த்த ஜானோத்தர கால பாவி கிஞ்சித் அனுஷ்டேயம் து ந பவதி. The person who understood the rupa of the Atma as something which is not born, na jayate, na mriyate, va kadachit, who understood the Atma Sarupam in this manner, for him, there will not be anything which should be performed. See, there's a difference. What bhava, bhava, anupatehe means, there's a difference between saying, it should be performed by me. It need not be done by me. There is the difference or not? There is difference between saying it should be done, it need not be done. What is meant by bhava abhava visesha upattehe means there is a reason why a karmakanda jnani must perform a ritual, whereas Jnanakanda Jnani, a wise person who has some subject matter, not a subject matter of the Jnanakanda, need not perform. So, there's difference between saying should be done, need not be done. The person who's understood all the rituals, Karma, Agnihotram, etc. And he becomes encouraged. He becomes enthused. He becomes inspired to perform ritual. He becomes inclined to perform rituals. Because he says the strong notion, I am the doer, this is my duty, it must be done by me, etc. Such a person, karma becomes something, karma is something which should be performed. Whereas, for a person who has understood the nature of the Atma, as it is unborn, etc., is not born, etc., for him, there's no doership, there's no enjoyership. For him, not that he should be done, there's no need for him to perform any ritual. There's no necessity, there's no need for him to perform any ritual. There's no inclination. Because very doership is negated. There's no need for him. A wise person need not perform any ritual. An ignorant person must perform a ritual. After knowing, continue here. Na aham karta, na bhokta, ityadi, atma ekatva, akartrutvadi, vishaya jnanat, anyate na utpadyate, iti yeshaha visesha, visesha upapadyate. But what happens for the wise person? Wise person need not, after the attainment of the self-knowledge, after the attainment of Swarupa of the self, knowledge of Swarupa of the self, it is not born, etc. There's nothing which should be performed for a wise person. Okay. But, kintu. So, kintu here, we should take it as what? Because. Aham na karta, aham na bhokta, ityadi. Aham na karta, na aham karta. I am not a doer. Na bhokta, I am not enjoyer. Ityadi. Such negation of the notions, wrong notion that I am the doer, I am the enjoyer, etc. Atma ekatva akartrutvadi vishaya jnanat. Anyat na utpadyate. For a wise person, nothing happens, nothing rises other than the knowledge of the nature of the Atma. For a wise person, nothing happens, nothing is possible. Utpadyate, na utpadyate, nothing rises, nothing happens for a wise person other than the knowledge of the nature of the reality, nature of the Atma, in terms of oneness of the Atma, how Atma is one, Atma is non-doer, etc. Only such knowledge rises. Other than the knowledge of the nature of the Atma, in terms of oneness, non-doership, etc., nothing rises for a jnani. Atma ekatva akartrutvadi vishya jnanat anyat na utpadyate iti yeshaha viseshaha upapadyate. Viseshaha in this context means what? Here this distinction between a wise person and ignorant person happens. The distinction naturally happens between a wise person and an ignorant person. This distinction happens. How distinction happens? For a wise person, all the wrong notions become resolved. I am not the doer. Aham na karta. Aham na bhokta. I am not the enjoyer. such negations of the notions, as a result of the knowledge of the nature of the Atma, in terms of the oneness of the Atma, or non-doership of the Atma, etc. Other than the knowledge of the nature of the reality, nothing rises for a wise person. Therefore, Viseshaha Upapadyate. Viseshaha Upapadyate means what? The difference, the distinction naturally happens between a wise person and a ignorant person. A wise person means the person who has the knowledge of the self, and the person who has knowledge of the subject matter of the karmakanda. The distinction, difference happens between the person who has the knowledge of the subject matter of the karmakanda and the person who has knowledge of the self. The difference is there. Because there he has doership, he has enjoyership, the identity is with the body. Body, mind, is complex, anatma. And thereby, when the knowledge of subject matter, karmakanda, in fact, encourages him to perform karma. So karma must be performed by him. Whereas for a jnani, who understood the nature of the Atma being one, nature of the Atma being actionlessness, etc. For him, doership is not possible, enjoyership is not possible. Therefore, inclination also is not possible. Naturally, nothing is to be done by a jnani. No ritual should be performed by a jnani. Nothing should be done by a jnani. Though this difference, naturally the difference is there between the Atma jnani, the knower of the self, and the knower of the subject matter of karmakanda. Yaha punaha, again, karta aham iti veti. Yaha punaha karta aham iti veti atmanam tasya mama idam kartavyam iti avashyam bhavini buddhihi syat. He says, again, whoever has this, entertains a strong notion, yaha punaha, again, whoever entertains a strong notion, I am the doer, karta aham iti, atmanam veti, whoever understands oneself to be the doer, yaha atmanam aham karta iti veti. Yaha atmanam aham karta iti veti, whoever understands, whoever thinks or mistakes the atma to be the doer, whoever thinks I am the doer, who takes oneself to be the doer, thinking I am the doer, whoever takes the self, oneself to be the doer, thinking I am the doer, tasya, for such a person, mama idam kartavyam. For such a person, it is possible to have what? To have this notion, this is my duty, it must be done by me. Iti avashyam bhavini buddhihi syat. The avashyam bhavini buddhihi means what? Definitely that person. Oh, it must be avashyam bhavini buddhihi means that person will definitely entertain the thought that it must be done by me. The person who has a very strong notion, I am the doer, I am the enjoyer, who mistakes himself to be the doer, for him, definitely there will be a strong thought that it must be done by me. Avashyam bhavini buddhihi means He entertained the thought that this must be done by me. He has no choice. The thinking, very strong thinking will be there. Definitely, avashyam bhavini buddhihi means definitely he entertains a strong thinking that this must be done by me. The pressure will be there. Tadapekshaya. Tadapeksha means, I mean, based on such thinking, based on that such thinking that it must be done by me, and the doer, saha adhikriyate, he becomes qualified. Saha adhikriyate means he becomes eligible for perform. Iti tam prati karmani, he becomes eligible for performing rituals. Therefore, rituals are prescribed only for such a person. Tam prati karmani means only for the sake of such a person who is eligible for performing rituals, rituals have been prescribed. So, the entire karma kanda prescribes countless number of rituals specifically for such an ajnani, person who is ignorant of the self. For him, rituals have been prescribed. Because tam prati karmani vidhiyante. Tam prati means towards him, for his sake. Tam prati means towards him, for his sake. For the sake of such person, rituals are prescribed in the karmakanda. Why? Saha adhikriyate. He is eligible. Why he is eligible? He is eligible based on the strong thinking he entertains. Strong thought he entertains that this must be done by me. Idam mama kartavyam. Iti avashyam bhavini buddhihi syat. Who is the person who entertains a strong thinking that this must be done by me? Who has the pressure that it must be done by me? The person who thinks, who takes himself to be takes himself to be the doer and who entertains a strong notion that I am the doer, he is the doer. Aham karta iti atmanam yahaveti. One who mistakes the self to be the doer in terms of I am the doer. Only for such a person there be strong thinking that it must be done by me. Based on the strong thinking that the person has, he becomes eligible for performing rituals. Only for such a person, the rituals are prescribed. Sahacha avidvan. Such a person is ignorant person. Sahacha avidvan. Such a person who takes himself to be the doer, who entertains a strong notion that I am the doer, and who entertains a strong thinking that this must be done by me, such a person is eligible for performing karma. For him alone rituals are prescribed, and he is an ignorant person, is ignorant of the self. He is knowledgeable. He has knowledge of the rituals. He has knowledge of subject matter of the karma kanda, but still he is atma avidvan, atma ajnani, but still he is ignorant of the self. That's why Bhagavan says what? Ubhau tau na vijani taha iti vachanat. And from Bhagavan's words, it is understood very clearly, such a the person, ubhau tau na vijanitaha, both do not know, who do not know, whoever thinks I am the doer, and whoever thinks I become the victim of the object of, victim of the action, who mistakes the self to be the subject of action, as I am the doer, I am the killer, and whoever mistakes the self to be the object of action, the victim of the action. And both of them do not know. It means an ignorant person does not, he is an ignorant person. So the entire karma kanda is prescribed for such an ignorant person only. Yaha punaha. I'm repeating that now. Yaha punaha karta aham iti atmanam veti tasya mama idam kartavyam iti avashyam avashyam bhavi buddhihi avashyam bhavini buddhihi syat tadapekshaya sahatam prati karmani sahadikriyate iti. So based on such strong thinking, the person entertains alone. Rituals are ordained for him because he is eligible for performing karma. Such a person is an ignorant person. An ignorant person is the one who thinks who mistakes himself to be the subject of action, and the one who mistakes oneself to be the object of action also. Both people do not know, we understand from these words. An ignorant person, the person who is ignorant of the self, mistakes himself to be the doer. Viseshitasya cha vidushaha karma akshepa vachanat katham sapurushaha iti. Viseshitasya cha vidushaha katham saha purushaha iti karma akshepa vachanat. Again, yes, akshepa vachanam. Akshepa vachanam means the words of objection implying the negation of action on the part of a jnani. The words of objection in terms of negation of action on the part of a jnani. How can katam sa purushaha? How does that wise person who knows the Atma to be the non-doer, the non-doer, whom does that person, jnani, kill? And whom does he instigate to kill? How does he kill? How does he instigate to kill? How does he perform? How does he instigate to perform? It is not possible. This verse, the 21st verse, presents words of objection implying the negation of karma on the part of a jnani. Because a jnani, a wise person, has shifted his identity from cognitively ana, body, mind, sense complex. For him, I refers to the abstract, formless reality, Atma. And Atma is absolutely changeless, therefore actionlessness. A knower of Atma being Atma, knower of jnani is actionless. So jnani is free from the notion that he is the doer and enjoyer. That is why the verse presents the words of objection, negating, implying the negation of karma on the part of a jnani. Tasmat viseshitasya avikriya atmadarshinaha vidushaha mukshoho cha sarvai karma. Sarva karma sanyase eva adhikaraha tasmat viseshitasya அவிக்ரிய ஆத்மதர்ஷினஹ விதுஷஹ முக்ஷோகோச்ச சர்வகர்ம சந்நியாசேயேவ அதிகாரஹ. ஃபைனலி சங்கராச்சாரிய கன்க்ளூட்ஸ், தஸ்மாத் தேர்ஃபோர் அவிக்ரிய ஆத்மதர்ஷினஹ விதுஷஹ, தேர்ஃபோர் விதுஷஹ மீன்ஸ் ஃபார் அ வைஸ் பர்சன் ஹூ ஹாஸ் த கிளியர் விஷன் ஆஃப் தி சேஞ்ச்லெஸ் ஆத்மா. அவிக்ரிய ஆத்மதர்ஷி, அவிக்ரிய ஆத்மதர்ஷி மீன்ஸ் தி வைஸ் பர்சன் ஹூ ஹாஸ் தி கிளியர் விஷன் ஆஃப் தி சேஞ்ச்லெஸ் ரியாலிட்டி and who is aspiring for freedom, mukshu, such a person, the person, here again vidushaha, the person after having studied the gyanakanda of the Veda, after having gone through the disciplines of shravanam mananam nityasanam, after having understood the nature of the atma, he is a vidwan. That means what? He is a knower of the atma. As a knower of the atma, who is a knower of the atma? The knower of the atma who has the clear vision of the changeless atma, the wise person who has the clear vision of the changeless atma and who is aspiring for moksha, for him eligibility is only in sannyasaha. சர்வ கர்ம சந்நியாசேவ அதிகாரா, a person who is desperately aspiring for freedom from limitations, desperately aspiring only for fullness of happiness, and who is given study of the shastram, and who is repeatedly, who is understanding nature of the atma being changelessness, who discovered the nature of this atma being actionlessness, thereby who has shifted his identity manatma to atma, and who is free from the notion that I am the doer, I am the enjoyer. For such a person, karmani adhikarah nasti, there is no eligibility for performing rituals. For him, eligibility is only in renouncing. Sanyase eva adhikaraha. Sarvakarma sanyase eva adhikaraha. For him, eligibility is only for renouncing all rituals. It means he is eligible for sarvakarma sanyasaha. I mean, there's no need for him to perform any ritual. See, adhikaraha, eligibility, means what? He's eligible only for renouncing all karmas, means there's no need for him to perform anything. Sanyas, sarva karma sanyase eva adhikaraha. Kasya? Mukshoho, for a mukshu who is desperately aspiring only for freedom from limitations, only for happiness, and who has gone through the discipline of shravanam and mananam, and who has wisdom now, who knows the atma, and because he has vision of the avikriya the atma, for him சர்வ கர்ம சந்நியாச ஏவ அதிகாரா. His eligibility is only in renouncing all rituals, all actions. We will continue next class. Okay? I do not know how much you've understood, how far you've understood. Don't worry, we'll make it clearer. some areas the compounds are very strong compounds. I did not want to make it a Sanskritam class. So I really did not break the compounds to explain. See, who is eligible for karma? Who is eligible for sannyasa? Kasya kasmin vishe adhikaraha asti. Vidushaha avikriya atmadarshinaha mukshoho sarvakarma sannyase yeva adhikaraha. How can such a wise person go back with an interest to perform ritual? Perform any karma. He has no interest in swarga, he has no interest in arthakamas, he is not at all interested in heaven, not at all interested in Hiranyagarbha position. No, all that he wants is only mamoksha. He is mamokshu. He is not aspiring for anything at all. Again, now he has already, because of his this dispassion alone, is given to study of the Shastram, the karma, jnana kanda of the Shastram. And this after having attained the knowledge of the subject matter of the jnana kanda and having clear vision of the changeless Atma, having understood the nature of the Atma being actionlessness, and having identity with the Atma, which is of the nature of actionlessness, this jnani who is free from doership and enjoyership, naturally, is eligible for renunciation of all actions. Not for performing rituals. Therefore, it is said, the whole huge voluminous portion of Karmakanda, having the prescription of countless number of rituals for rituals, is prescribes all rituals only for an ajnani, not for a jnani. Avidushaha eva karmani vihitani na vidushaha. Why he wants to say this much? What we understand here? Actionlessness is the nature of the Atma. I am Atma, I am of the nature of actionlessness. Why Atma is of the nature of actionlessness? Because Atma is of the nature of changelessness. Why Atma is changeless? Because Atma is motionless. Why Atma is motionless? Because Atma is all-pervasive. Why Atma is all-pervasive? Because Atma is the subtlest. Nothing subtler than the Atma. And what does I refer to? What is the source of the manifestation of this I am? It is this Atma. Therefore, I am should be resolved where? Only in this Atma. I am Atma. But I am actionless. I am Atma. Atma is actionless, changeless. Therefore, I the Atma am. I am changeless, actionless Atma. Jnani who has his jnanam, karmakanda has no sense. Karmakanda is not necessary. Therefore, combining jnanam and karma is also no, is not possible. Okay. We'll continue next class. It's all right. Do you have any questions here?
विशेषितस्य स्वामीजी, it's mentioned twice in the last couple of lines. So iti vachanat, and then we got विशेषितस्य च विदुषः.
Asmat, therefore, विशेषितस्य अविक्रिय आत्मदर्शिनः विदुषः मुक्षोः च सर्वकर्मसन्न्यास एव अधिकारः. See, therefore, tasmat, therefore, the eligibility is only in renunciation of actions for a person who is aspiring for moksha and the person who knows the changeless Atma. Who has declared Vishnu the changeless Atma? Who has been specifically mentioned? Viseshita means who has been specifically mentioned. Viseshitaha. Has been specifically mentioned. Now he's going to say, see, there is a difference. Sarva karma sannyase eva adhikaraha. Eligibility is only in the renunciation of all actions for a person who is aspiring for moksha, the wise person who has the clear vision of the changeless Atma, who has been specifically mentioned. Is it clear? Okay. So we'll continue next class. Om Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnamevavasishyate. Om Shanti 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 Harihi Om Tat Sat. Shri Gurubhyo Namaha. Harihi Om.